at Black Tor by Roy Clark.
Police house, Bob End. Oh, yes, I see. The constable's out at the moment. That's not very likely. He could be anywhere on the moors. If I were you, Mr. Brooks, I'd drop it into the station in town next time you're there. Yeah. Righto. Bye.
Company lover. Everybody tell me so.
If this was a fair sample of Tan Jardine, I didn't want any more. I began to wonder how I was going to survive my first year in the wilderness.
You should try Spellbender. Sounds like my lord on his charger.
There's a good dog, Beth. Now stay outside.
I could soon have enough of this blasted fresh air.
Don't wreck the place. Tell me what it is you're looking for, and I'll tell you where it is.
Don't tell me where to find things. I've been on a CID course. Have you seen the cream? I think my lips are getting chapped. What's so funny?
Oh, Jamie, country bobbies aren't supposed to get chapped lips. They have faces like leather.
It's that damn bike.
But it's the middle of summer.
Not on that damn bike, it's not. Now, where is it, then?
In the top drawer. Oh, you're not exactly typecast for this role, are you? Do you think somebody at HQ's got a sense of humour?
That's better. No, it's not humour, it's jealousy. I've got enemies in high places. They can see I'm chief superintendent material. Here's a kiss, then.
Oh, behave yourself. If you don't keep your distance, Constable, I shall pass the word around about that cream on your lips. What do you think the cattle dealers will make of that, Dennis?
You wouldn't.
And has been observed using talcum powder.
Well, you've no heart. At least you can't feel one under all this cardboard. I don't know why you wear the damn things way out here. Mrs. Bullock doesn't.
I'm not surprised. They don't make them her size. Get away, the kettle's boiling.
I'm surprised at you, Jamie Hewitt. Noticing things like that about Mrs. Bullock. She must be 50 if she's a day.
She must be 50 if she's an inch. Police powers of observation, that's what that is. Any mail yet?
Not yet.
Good grief, we'd be better off by carrier pigeon.
Poor old soul. She must cycle 20 miles a day up and down these hills. I bet she's not got chapped lips, though.
All right, smarty. Hey, listen. I know what I had to tell you. You'll never believe it. I didn't at first, and I saw it. I mean, I've always thought it was a bit medieval around these parts. But I was on the Clayton Road, right on the moor top. And I'd just come round the bend past Geary's place, and there, calm as you like, sitting on what was left of the dry stone wall at the side of the road. You'll never believe it.
Oh, come on, Jamie, for crying out loud. What?
A monk.
A what?
A monk. Well, a friar, I suppose, really. Anyway, there he was. Black cloak, and beads and everything. I nearly died, honestly. I nearly fell off my bike. I couldn't take my eyes off him. I kept waiting for him to disappear in a puff of smoke.
Oh, really, Jamie?
Oh, yes, Miss Clever. It's all very well in your own kitchen, but you get out on those moors and see a silhouette like that against the lowering, gloomy sky.
What's he doing?
He's just sitting there reading his breviary. I could feel the hair crinkling under the fiberglass of my helmet. The only thing that saved the day was the Mini. He was driving a Mini. I could have kissed it. All of a sudden, there I was back in the 20th century. If it hadn't been for that, I'd have turned right round and come home the long way, even if it meant going right round the Midlands. That sounds like the local suffragette.
He was quite cheery, really, though. He gave me a big grin and a matey wave. Hell of a size. He must have been 9 foot tall.
I think Mrs. Bullock's permanently injured your faculties.
Well, 6 foot 4.
Another swine fever order. Oh, God. You better paper that back bedroom. Inspector's visit next month.
I will not. If he thinks he can do any better against this damp, he can damn well have a go. What's that one?
No idea. It's postmarked Debden. not official. Who do we know in Debden that's not official?
Open it and find out.
Are you turning Catholic by any chance?
What are you talking about?
Listen. This morning a mass was offered for the repose of the soul of Walter Spittlehouse, deceased of this parish. At 3 p.m. tomorrow, a short ceremony of remembrance will take place at the cottage Deep Dyke. May the souls of the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. Signed, Michael Probert, O.P.
Must have been wrongly addressed.
No. To the occupier, police house, Scarp End.
Do we know Spittlehouse deceased? What was the name, Walter?
I'm sure I don't. I wouldn't forget a name like that.
Who's died recently? Nobody. They live forever around here.
I've seen the electors list often enough, and there's no Spittlehouse in that. But what about that address? The cottage, Deep Dyke, that's the valley bottom below the Traveller's Rest. There's no cottage round there, not for miles. It's all scrub and woodland. Oh, except that there's an old cart shed affair falling to pieces. Spittlehouse. Well, where's the tea then? Michael Probert O.P. Might be in the dictionary. Abbreviations. O-O-O. Ah, here we are. O.P. Order of Preachers. Brackets. Dominicans. That's it then. 10 to 1 they wear a black habit, and even money, yon lofty great friar was one Michael Probert O.P. But why? What's going on?
Drink your tea. Perhaps it's some kind of leg pull.
No, I don't think members of religious orders go about making jokes over matters for the dead. No, there'd be a reason. Hello, Sergeant. Hewitt here, North Pole. How's crime in civilization? Oh, about the same. Yeah, very intimate with cattle and pigs. No news about my transfer yet? No, thought there wouldn't be. Listen, Sarge. Does the name Spittlehouse register with you? Walter, deceased? No, I don't know how long. Well, it's going back a bit, about 10 or 12 years. But wasn't there some old gaffer foully done to death up there? Yeah, his name was Walt, wasn't it? But it wasn't Spittlehouse. Yes, I know it's before your time and mine, thank God. I couldn't bear to have been here that long. That's right. Hedger. Walt Hedger. Yeah, all right. I see. Right. Thank you, one and all. See if you can root out the book, Sarge. I'll have a look in later on. Will you be in? Right. No. Just curiosity, really. Makes a change. Yeah. See you then. Bye. Elementary, my dear Pamela. Hey, where's my tea? Your cup's gone.
Come on then, too clever to live. Let's hear it.
Old Walt, me dear, old Walt Edger, foully done to death, he was, for removing cups of tea before they were done with. Horrible it was.
Out with it.
Born Spittlehouse, me darling. Born Walter Spittlehouse. Dead by person or persons unknown. Down in the forest, something stirs.
Oh, I wish I had your touch with this damn thing. It wasn't my idea posting you to that outside beach, you know.
You can stop your flannel, Sarge. I'm not going to type it for you.
It's making a hard man of you, Jamie, them Moors.
So despite those first reports, there was really never any mystery about the old man's murder?
Not for long.
Well, he was identified pretty quick, considering his head was missing.
Oh, aye. Nothing to it. He'd been inside a few times. Poaching, vagrancy. His dabs were on file. The theory was that he didn't take the head to prevent identification. More likely to hide mode of death.
It's a bit determined, you know, carving the poor devil's head off.
Not if he thought the wound in it was bound to point to who did it. Type of gun, size of shot. We could have narrowed things down a bit too close for comfort. They were pretty certain who'd done it. I mean, why kill an old recluse like that? Who'd want to? Except another poacher in the heat of an argument about snares or a ferret. Or more likely still, rights to a piece of ground. No. John Willie Sanderson was strongly fancied. Rabbit Sanderson. He's still up your way. still up to his tricks, they tell me. Poaching, I mean, not murder. That wasn't really in his line.
I've seen him. Little fella. Looks just like that terrier of his.
That's him. Apparently they gave him a rag going over, but he wouldn't budge. Wouldn't say a word. He'd got an alibi, of course. At that time of night, he'd been out poaching. He'd been known to fall wrong of old Walter times before. Anyway, he wouldn't cough, and there was no evidence.
And they never found the head?
Nope. But it's not surprising, is it? Not out there. So, you see, almost open and shut. Except they couldn't quite shut it. Well, don't look so disappointed. It's past the morning for you nicely. And it's brought you down here just in time to give me a hand with all this clerical.
Well, you've not left much mystery in that. I wonder why this bloke's raking it up again. Would the old man be Catholic, do you think?
Shouldn't have thought so around here. But I suppose he must have been. Else why is this friar of yours offering masses for him?
I suppose so. Ah, well, so much for the busman's holiday. Come on, then. Move over. What are you copying up, then? You're a messy paper, man.
Seems a long trek for someone who's decided that the whole case is open and shut.
That was before I learned he sent those masks for the dead cards to every house in the village. It appears that Father Michael Probert, O.P., doesn't think it's an open and shut case.
I don't know why you couldn't visit the place in daylight, then.
Well, let the whole world know I'm interested. You know how much they miss round here. Though it's better this way. Man taking his dog and his wife for a walk.
Oh, in that order, I notice. That's a pair of nylons you owe me.
Look where you're going, townie. The moon's bright enough. Hey, girl. Come here. I think I'll put her on the lead now. It can't be much further. I didn't necessarily want to announce our arrival.
Why not? What are you expecting? Hey, what's going on? You said you just wanted to have a look at the place.
So I do. I'm not really expecting anybody. There's just the odd chance that those mass cars this morning might turn something up. I've an idea that that's what they're intended to do.
Oh, you crook. It's a lovely night, he says. Let's get the dog and have a stroll, he says. Some stroll. Ouch!
Look where you're going. Come on, girl.
Let's take a stroll, he says. Did they find him around here?
Who?
Who do you think? The headless body idiot.
Somewhere around here. Not far from the cottage, anyway.
Quiet, girl. What's up? What's the matter with this dog?
I'll tell you what's the matter with the dog. She's almost scared stiff like me. Look at her. She's terrified. What's the matter? Feel her. She's shivering. The hair's standing all down her back.
All right, all right. She can stay here with you, and I'll go and have a quick look.
Oh, no, you don't. If you think I'm staying...
Well, it's only just down there.
I don't care. You are not leaving me alone for 1 second.
Okay, okay. So she'll have to stay here, then, while we both go on. Look, I can tie her to this.
Will she be all right?
Why not? She's obviously happier here than going any further. That should hold her.
Poor old thing. We shan't be long, darling. Cheer up.
Come on, then. Now stay, girl. Stay.
Oh, she'll settle down.
She will in a minute. Look. Down there. You can just make out the roof. Or what's left of it. And the chimney, see?
I think so.
But let's move across there. You'll see it better. Now watch where you tread. Looks pretty quiet.
Good. All right, you've seen it. Let's go.
Hang on a minute. Damn it all. Let's have a look inside.
Oh, Lord.
Look, there's just that piece of open ground across if anybody's watching. Look, I'll go first.
Oh,
I'll make sure it's all quiet and then I'll signal you and I'll wave a hanky, okay? Watch the way I go and do the same. Keep yourself between the house and the trees. See you.
Careful, Jamie. Oh, come on, Jamie. Best foot forward. Where are you, Jamie? Bet you forgotten I'm here. Wherever you are, Walter Spittlehouse, I hope you rest in peace tonight. Body and head. That darling dog's the only one of us with any sense. What if he's got a clean handkerchief? That's it.
Good girl, lovely. It's all clear. Come on.
Have you been inside?
Not yet. But it seems all quiet. The door's partly open and we can easily get in.
Are you sure there's no one in there?
Of course not. I'll just shift this door a bit more. There. Come on. Partridge, I think. Must use these beams. The roof's wide open there, look. Anyway, we're certain it's all clear now, or the bird wouldn't have been here.
Did he really used to live here?
Yeah, apparently. He probably deteriorated a bit.
Oh, no, but even then.
Reminds me of your sister's place. Scandinavian Bear. Hey. There's quite a view out there. That must be Black Tor.
Where?
Tallest peak. Looking very blunt and north country in the moonlight.
Is that a campfire or something?
Looks like it. Duke of Edinburgh party, maybe? Tourists?
Seems very big. I mean, must be quite a way off.
Where?
Jamie, that's Beth! Jamie, we've got to help her!
Hang on, lad. We're coming.
Hang on.
Jamie, where is she?
Oh, she was near here somewhere. Here, Beth. Here you go. She's dead.
How?
I can't tell. There doesn't seem to be any wound.
Oh, the poor sweet. Jamie, bring her. Bring her and let's go home. Please. Please, Jamie.
All right, love. There's more here than I bargained for. For both of you. It's all right. She's not that heavy.
I can't remember.
You ought to go back to bed. You didn't get much sleep.
Did you?
I kept trying to figure it out.
When are you going to...
bury her? Not just yet. I rang the vet, and I'd like him to have a look at her.
Post-mortem?
Yes. I've had another look in the daylight, but I can't see anything. There's not a mark on her.
Poor old thing. I feel enormously guilty about her. Oh, it's your apparition from the moors. He's coming here.
That's him. Spectacular habit, isn't it? Black on white. I told you he was 9 foot tall. I don't know how the hell he manages to fold himself into a mini.
Fasten your tunic. Did you leave the office tidy?
Relax. They finished with the Inquisition.
Go on. Don't keep him waiting.
Constable Amos James Hewitt. Right, Father? Come in. Sit down.
I are only a slender shoot, Amos James. I expected the usual cumbersome dignity.
I'm in the modern image, Father.
That's a mixed blessing, then. Are you in the market for pearls of wisdom, Amos James?
I'm in the market for information, Father.
Yeah. Have one of these.
No, thanks. I got a packet somewhere.
No, come on, I'll cadge it back. You'll not get one off on a mendicant.
Thanks.
Did the dog die?
Well, yes. How did...
I was there. I saw you carrying her afterwards.
What were you doing there?
The same as you, I imagine. An instinctive check. I was interested in seeing if my little announcement was working.
And what did you see?
Well, thanks largely to your flat feet, Constable, nothing. Oh, it wasn't your fault.
Very charitable of you.
No, 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 nothing of it. I'm in trade. Anyway, our instincts were right. There was quite a lot happening.
What exactly?
I saw me first. Where were you when the dog first started to howl? In the cottage?
Yes,
I thought as much then. You owe that bitch a good deal, citizen. They were on their way there when she got wind of them. They'd walked in on you if you would have seen too much. I imagine she saved your life.
From what, Father? Who are these they?
Some of your parishioners. You probably know them all. During the day. I don't, unfortunately. Neither does my informant, but he does know that they murdered the old man Spittlehouse. No, don't worry. I'll arrange for you to meet him.
I'm not with it. I can't see why they'd want to kill Pam and I. Whoever they are.
Oh, they didn't want to. That would have been most awkward. The last thing they seek is the limelight. But they would have had to if they'd felt you even suspected their activities. The dog gave them time to keep out of your way to avoid an embarrassing confrontation.
What were they doing there?
A ceremony of malice. And don't ask me why. Probably simply because they knew I intended to perform something clean there later. It's possible that things wholly irritate like grit in the eye of the bestially unclean. They slit the throat of a young pig, for one thing. I heard that. The rest I wasn't able to find out. You put them on their guard. They're religious fanatics. Only they don't worship God.
What then?
Satan. They worship the devil. I mean really, physically and actually. Horns, tail, and the lot. They don't attempt to rationalise it either. They don't claim they're worshipping the spirit of the new technology or the new humanism or something. That sort of jollops for the masses. These are the real devotees. The spiritual hardcore. I can hear Freud nagging away inside you. Well, if you're convinced that I'm some sort of a nutcase, you'll be able to check.
No, Father.
It's a lovely morning, Amos James. Sunlight on the moors, a bit of wind. Just as it was a lovely night last night. But not in that valley. And didn't you feel it? Thick. A palpable evil. Your dog did. She died of fright, you know. Sheer terror.
If you know all this, why hasn't it been reported?
What's to report? Oh, I know, next to nothing. Certainly, I can't prove anything. I had no intention of telling anyone at this stage, but after last night, you leave me no choice. I can't let you wander about loose at night. It's too dangerous. relax. You're not obliged to believe anything, and anything you do believe will not be taken down in writing and given against you. You'll learn that there's enough solid crime in this to keep you fully occupied. You can leave the sin and the supernatural to others.
How many others, Father?
Oh, just myself and St. Joseph. He's particularly good at this kind of thing. Although there is one other ally. I'd like you to meet him at the cottage this afternoon. Will you come? It will help if we're seen together. A significant alliance.
Well, yes, I can do that. But I don't think I can report any of this just yet. I doubt if we've got a suitable form.
Even if we win, boyo, and this does finally come to be written, I'll promise you one thing. You'll not need any forms for refreshing your memory. The trouble will be in forgetting it.
This is it then, Father. Doesn't look any better in the daylight. I can't see any signs of your informant.
Oh, you won't. Not till he sees we're alone. It wouldn't be healthy for him to be connected with either of us.
Could he be inside?
Nope. He'll be watching us from somewhere. He's more at home out here. Let's give him time.
Cigarette, Father?
Later. It's time I read my office. Oh.
I'll have a look around.
You needn't, you know. I don't lay on a bed of nails or anything, and you can still smoke.
I know. Just,
Yes?
Oh, say one for me, Father.
I intended to. Deus in agitoris non intende. Gloria patri et filio et spiritui sancto.
Father!
Father!
What's the matter, lad?
Oh. It's cutting down.
It's long past time for that, Father. I'd rather things were left just as they are. You see, I know who it is.
Yes, and why? It's a man you police think was a murderer.
That's right, Father. It's Sanderson. Rabbit Sanderson. Couldn't live with it any longer.
Looks like he did it after all.
That is what it is supposed to look like.
What do you mean?
I mean, they did more than just kill the pig last night, no. There was a more startling climax to the ceremony. This, how don't you understand? This is my informant. This is the man I brought you here to meet. Requiem eternum dona eis domine. Et lux perpetua luceat eis. Absolve domine animus omnium fidelium defunctorum. Ab omni vinculo directorum. Have you decided on your verdict?
We have, sir.
Would you tell the court what it is?
We find the deceased, John Willie Sanderson, took his own life whilst the balance of his mind was disturbed.
The court will record that verdict. Thank you. You are discharged.
Though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. But our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us far more exceeding than
the eternal weight of glory. Rather, it wasn't a Catholic party.
I expected now. Perhaps too scared to come.
Oh, dear. Probably all working.
No. You know what they're like around here. Thick as thieves. Everybody's a cousin or something. A funeral's an event. Why aren't they here?
It's a suicide, Pam. Maybe they don't approve.
That is it. They're mean. Hard and cold and mean. Atmosphere here you can cut.
That's a funeral, love. Any funeral. It'll be different when we get back home over a cup of tea.
I suppose so. I wonder why he killed himself now. After all this time, and just when he found someone to help.
You mean the fire?
Yes. The poor woman, his sister.
Yeah.
I wonder what she thinks of it all.
Hard to tell. They call her Daft Maggie.
Yeah.
Ah, looks as if they've finished. Look, I'm going to have a wander over there now they've gone. I'd just like to throw a handful of dirt, that's all. Just a gesture.
You're lovely, really, aren't you? It's a kind gesture. I'll come with you.
You see, I told you you'd feel better.
Yes, I do.
Of course you do. You can't go all extrasensory perceptual in a police house. It's against nature. It's probably against police regulations too, come to think of it. Conduct prejudicial to good order and police discipline.
Do you want another cup?
Nope. It's time I had a ride outside. I've still got a beat to patrol, you know. I'll have the natives going berserk out here, brewing their own ale, nicking each other's sheep. Maybe that's why they weren't at the funeral. They're careering up and down them there hills in a wild, sensual frenzy.
Oh, I can just see that round here. Madly gay they are round here. I can't remember even a smile. Will you be long?
Oh, a couple of hours. I ought to have a ride as far as Craddock Edge, you know. Somebody's got to tell them that Queen Victoria's dead. Police house, Scarpen. Oh, hello, Sarge. Tomorrow? Oh, well, I wasn't, but I will. Afternoon? Yeah, of course I don't mind. That'll get me off the prairie for a bit. As long as you don't mind sheep dung all over your office lino. Yeah, okay. Right, will do. Bye.
What was that?
He's got to go back to DHQ tomorrow. Wants me to cover for him for a couple of hours.
You are an up-and-coming bright young thing.
You change. Look, I'll have to go. That's not a police bike. Is it,
Yes, Father Probert.
Oh, Lord.
He's coming in. Oh, don't stand there. Help me clear away.
Give over. I'm beginning to think your ancestors were Irish au pair. Leave them. You'll not get excommunicated.
He's in the kitchen. Come on, move.
He's trouble, this bloke. With the best intentions in the world, he's trouble.
Hello, Father.
Hello, lass. Is that policeman of yours at home?
Come in. Yes, he's in.
Good day, Amos James.
Father.
Can you have some tea?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Good. I shan't be a minute. It's made.
You were at the funeral?
Yes. There weren't many there.
No, there wouldn't be.
I thought you might have been there.
Well, about the time they were burying him, I was saying a mass for him. That makes me a well-wisher, if not exactly a fully paid-up member, no?
Yes, I suppose it does.
Did you wonder why there was nobody there?
I did.
Good.
The sugar's there, Father.
Thank you, Lassie.
Oh, I assumed it was because they were working.
Or did you now?
I told him that was nonsense. They wouldn't miss a funeral.
She works by instinct, you know.
But she's right, isn't she?
What did you make of the verdict, Father?
Mistaken.
Exactly. Why would he do it after all this time?
Well, Amos James, why would he?
We shan't ever know, shall we? You can't speculate on a man's thinking. It's all over and done with.
Is it, Jamie?
Legally, yes. And that's my department, and that's me finished.
Officially, yes. I was rather hoping that you could give me a hand on the quiet.
You think it's serious, don't you, Father?
Yes, Mrs. Hewitt. It's deadly serious.
If Rabbit wasn't a Catholic, how did you become involved, Father?
I've known him for years. Or rather, he'd know me. When I was a lad, my family used to holiday not far from here. He did odd jobs for my father. He was a wonderful man for a lad to know, a sort of encyclopedia of country law. He taught me how to snare. Well, after I took my vows, of course, we lost touch. I had nearly forgotten him. He traced me through my family. He came to see me. Now, that wasn't easy for him. Expert as he was round here, the rest of the world was a bit overpowering for him. He couldn't read or write, of course. You can imagine, it took a bit of determination. Well, he found me. He had a drink and a bite to eat, the usual embarrassed reminiscences. And then suddenly he was telling me this incredible story. Well, I didn't have to prompt him. I sat there. It poured out like lancing a saw. His old accent got thicker and thicker. His stained old teeth kept reappearing. And I never doubted his sincerity for a minute. Nor did I suspect his sanity. So, what could I do but believe him?
And you still do?
Yes, I do. I finally managed to get myself wangled to the district here. I'm over at Stour. So you see, Amos James, in a way, I'm acting unofficially too. We, neither of us, have any evidence we could show to our superiors.
What exactly did Rabbit say? What did he know?
Well, he knew that there was a group operating in this area and performing hellish ceremonies. A few he'd seen himself, others he'd heard of. He knew why old Walt had been murdered. And he knew why they'd taken the head.
He didn't know who they were.
No.
Please, I'm not just being morbid, but why did they take the head?
Can I read this? One of the indictments against Susan Barker was that she feloniously did take up a skull out of a certain grave in the burying ground of the parish church aforesaid, being part of the body of a certain deceased man lately buried there, with intent to use the said skull in certain evil and devilish arts.
When was that?
1616. You see, you've had a supernatural problem round here for some time.
That's going back a bit, isn't it? I mean to say, they all believed it then.
Then listen to this. A peasant, drawing water from a well, was horrified to find a recently severed arm. When the authorities drained the well, they discovered a number of mutilated human remains. An investigation proved that several graves in a nearby cemetery had been disturbed. The caretaker of the cemetery was arrested, and in his house was found books dealing with the black arts. Now, would you like to guess the date of that one?
Same period.
October 1931, Finland.
All right, Father. So there's always some nut.
In that same investigation, the Finnish police appealed to Scotland Yard for help in tracing the activities of a society of devil worshippers with members all over Europe and a high priest in London.
All right. So they delude themselves.
Well, then believe in that. That's enough. Those delusions, as you prefer to call them, result in solid, concrete, physical crimes.
Don't you see, Jamie? It doesn't matter that you can't share their beliefs. If they are doing these horrible things, then it is your concern.
Well, certainly. If there was any evidence of that sort of thing...
Well, you're the lad to find that out. Now, is there a way you can do it without involving anyone else at this stage?
It's possible. Brief details, anyway. Going back about 10 or 12 years.
When?
Tomorrow, as it happens. I've got to go into the section station for the afternoon. I shall be on my own, so I could get the old occurrence books out. There'll only be the barest facts, mine. All the statements and reports will have gone to DHQ.
Well, but there'll be enough to show the kind of things we're looking for.
Oh, yes. If anything like that's been happening, it'll be there.
You'll, be on your own, you said.
All right. If you should happen to turn up around about 4:30, say, I should be able to give you a progress report. It's a bit thin, Father. Just the one in all that time. 21st of June, willful damage to cemetery. At 9:10 a.m. this date, telephone message received from the Reverend Brooks, Vicar of St. Stephen's.
to the effect that during the night, damage had been occasioned to certain graves in the churchyard. Headstones had been toppled, ornaments removed, and recent graves levelled. PC-412 Riddler and PC-390 Waters to the scene. Apparently, no one was ever convicted.
What happened to those two officers?
Riddler's retired, Waters posted.
Oh, that's handy. What about the vicar?
Oh, he's still here. He's part of the landscape.
Well, we'd better find out what he remembers.
Now, this was the place, I think. Of course, they were new then. They all look very similar now. But it was these graves, I'm sure.
There was more than one?
Oh, yes. It looked like the circus had been through. Do you ride, by the way, Father?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Oh, I see. Really? Well, that's splendid. Wonderful relaxation, I find. I keep a pair. It's just the place round here, of course. What's your mount, Father?
RBSA, 500cc.
Ah, yes, I thought you weren't the type. What exactly can I do for you, gentlemen?
A little information, Vicar.
Inform a Catholic? Very exhilarating.
Tell us what you remember about it.
I remember no one was ever caught, Constable. An event all too typical of our enlightened modern climate. Young louts going about unpunished.
What did they do?
They raised havoc in my churchyard. Sheer hooliganism.
And they leveled some graves, didn't they?
Oh, kicked them flat. Deliberately trampled them. It was like a building site. Soil all over the place.
Was it all topsoil?
That's a peculiar question.
It's important.
You've no right to expect me to remember a detail like that after all this time, but I do. I remember thinking it a nuisance. There were quantities of clay around. It stuck to everything. Clothes, boots. That rather suggests it wouldn't be all topsoil, doesn't it? Now, I gather you think it was more than just a nuisance.
Oh, I think it possible that the graves were interfered with at a deeper level than was first thought.
I wonder why it is. Soon as the RCs arrive, one's knee-deep in phenomena.
I still don't see what makes you so sure.
The date, Jamie, 21st of June. The following night is a big one in their calendar, the night of the Spring Festival. That calls for something special. I'd stake my life one of those graves is empty.
There's still no good asking for an exhumation order. You've no real evidence.
Well, I agree. Besides, we're not sure exactly which grave.
Right. What now, then?
So you're with me. Oh, welcome aboard, Jamie. That's up to you for a while now. Matter of finding their trail in case they're thinking of repeating history.
Back to square one, then. I'd like to retrace Rabbit's movements on the night he died. Still unofficial, mind. There's absolutely no grounds for taking up police time.
Oh, don't spoil it. You're sounding like a Protestant again. It's all yours. Now, you're the expert at this stage. Where do we start?
Rabbit's sister. Tomorrow night. Now, I've got to return some of his effects anyway.
Tomorrow, then.
It's tight. And it's nice. There was also a bit of poaching, dear. You'll understand that I can't return that.
Rabbit will not be needing it. Now it's killed him. I always said it would. I told him. You can't go on killing things. Can you, Puss? Little things.
Maggie. Do you know who I am?
Nah. He said.
What did he say?
That you'd come to help. But I knew you weren't. I told him there'd be no help till he stopped killing. How could there? He'd laugh at me. Not lately, mind. Didn't laugh lately.
Why is that? Was he worried about something?
I was feared. Sometimes before he went out, others when he came back. But he's still killed. He used to leave him there and think. Little body's still warm. Bonny. What is there that's half so bonny? You can feel how much he had to pay for one day. I could see. Men went listen. Night before he died, out there in Lane, I saw his funeral. But he wouldn't listen. So he's dead. Choked with his own snare.
What will you do, Maggie?
Stay here. With me cats. Like old daft women are supposed to do. She's soft. With me any road. And if I watch her, she won't be killing. Not if I watch her. If I'm careful.
Jamie. You're a gentle woman, Maggie. Bless you for it.
Funny ideas. What was it? On the night before he died, I saw his funeral.
Yes. That was strange.
He didn't appear to be given to visions. Well, at least he settled one thing. We know Rabbit never reached home after he left the crate.
So somehow they got him between the pub and here.
It would have to be this lane, if anywhere. Well, they'd have to allow for some sort of struggle, however brief. It's the only safe spot between the cottage and the pub. They'd use a vehicle. Or would they? This bogey element puts me off. I don't feel confident with the normal thought processes. What can you rule out with this lot? I mean, for all I know, you'll be telling me they took him off on a broomstick.
You just provide the detection, Jamie. I'll handle the supernatural when it comes.
Righto, then. A vehicle. I don't think they'd follow him because he'd notice. No. They'd wait. Here, in the lane. It's narrow, so they'd leave at least one wheel mark on the grass verge. It's been a bit dry lately, but there might be still a mark. Will you take that side? I'll do this.
Well, what are we looking for, exactly?
Anything. Any mark at all. Just give us a shout. Trouble is, it'll be dark soon.
Jamie. Come here. Was this his?
Poor little bugger. Yes, that was his. He never went anywhere without it. That clinches it. He was killed. He'd never have done this. The vicious swines. But they haven't. They haven't just killed it. What's that tied to it?
It's a warning. They call it the witch's ladder. The knots on the rope represent the number of days left to the victim.
It doesn't look like much of a ladder in this case, since there's only one knot.
A warning? To all who would listen to the rumours and believe. They couldn't hang it round Rabbit's own neck. Of course, that might have invited awkward questions at the inquest. So they hung it to his terrier and left it where it'd be seen eventually by someone. The warning's clear enough. The dog and his master are both dead.
Yes. And it must have been seen. I wonder why no one's reported it.
To you, they wouldn't go near, Jamie. Not after this.
They're a quiet lot anyway. You can't drag things out of them.
I think the woman may have told us something.
Who, Maggie?
Yes, more than we thought. I think she saw them. The night he disappeared, I think she saw them in the lane here waiting. Of course, she wouldn't know that that's what they were doing.
You mean, the night before he died, I saw his funeral?
Yes.
But she said the night before he died.
Did she? Or did she mean, in her dialect, on the night he died, before he died? They use that construction around here, it's possible. And if it was that same night, whatever she saw here in the lane was probably them.
I still don't see what...
She saw the vehicle, the kind of vehicle that prompts us to say, look, there's a funeral.
You think she saw her?
Oh, why not? Anyway, we can check.
It would be a handy sort of thing for them to have. I mean, who's going to question what's in that sort of box? And if they didn't want to use a coffin, there's always that hidden compartment underneath where they shove the unceremonial stiffs. But you don't just hire one of those. Not when you want one. No. Not self-drive, anyway. So, it would have to be an undertaker with some very funny habits.
Well, we might as well begin locally. Who have you got?
Funeral directors? Two. A co-op? Oh, no, that's not likely, is it?
No, old-fashioned, but hardly satanic. Who else?
John Eddie Brown. Does a bit of everything, including thieving, we think. He's much more likely.
Well, it's, you know, it would explain, for instance, why there's been so few graves tampered with.
You mean to say, who needs to dig? Why not just not bury them in the first place? This one's looking at all right.
Count me in for my turn on watch.
You're going to lose some sleep, Father. I think it'll be his night journeys that'll repay our interest.
We're all going to lose sleep till this thing's over.
Come on. We'll have another word with Maggie. Then she'll lend us a shovel and we can bury this dog.
I don't get too close.
As long as we don't lose him. I would say, you're very well disguised. This rattletrap seems very unpolice-like.
It's warmer than that damn bike.
Thinks, where's a rising young policeman going to get a shabby van like this?
I've got me contact. He's turning right. Not much out that way either.
But he's going somewhere, and with a coffin. Oh, I'm just grateful for the break in the monotony. I wasn't looking forward to another wasted night watching his bedroom light go out.
Well, it might still turn out to be legit.
It is more than could be said for our little outing. Don't you believe in lights? Or is this just another novel feature of your character?
Don't check it out at this stage, Father. It's a good job we're off the tourist routes, mate. They do tell me there was a car through here last March. Aye, aye. There he goes. I'm going on past. We'll wait on the other side, and then assuming he'll be going back the way he came, he's not likely to see us.
What is that place?
It's the entrance to a one-time stately home. It's an old folks' rest home now. Private affair. Very plush, they say. For the aged and well-heeled. Who also die, apparently. Well, it doesn't give you any encouragement, does it? I think we might be wasting our time. He's a long time, isn't he?
Is he? Could be several things to do.
No. There he is. At least someone. Yes, yes, it's him. I suppose that coffin's full now.
I expect so. I'm inclined to think that we're onto something. He's alone. He wouldn't be, would he, if his errand was routine? I mean, his burdens are always heavy. There must be someone who normally helps him, even on night calls.
Hey, turn him right again. He's not going back home.
But where does that lead to?
Oh, nowhere much. There's a farmhouse come farther, the traveller's rest.
It's a bit late for a pint.
The landlady's got a bit of a reputation. But he's not really dressed for courting, either.
We mustn't lose him now, Jamie. I want to see exactly what happens to that coffin, everything. Push it as close as you dare.
Right.
That's not just oil that's burning. I'm beginning to detect a whiff of the fires of hell.
Right. Out we get. door open.
Hey, never mind that, Molly's home.
Oh, come on.
Get
out of it. Damn thing, don't move.
All right. Hold that light.
Does it feel better having me doing things as you're suggesting? Is that it? Getting a bit of your manhood back, are you?
Am I going to see you?
You know when.
On your own. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean, all right. You'll get your share. Turn and turn about. Don't be greedy. You've still got a lot to learn. Tip, 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 tip. Don't start that thing yet. I don't want him running over.
You and that bloody cat.
Oh, yeah, you'd like to, wouldn't you? Tip, 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 pretty boy. Tip, tip, tip. Somewhere.
Stop waving that light about.
Yes, yes, yes. Ah, get over there. Come on, Pretty Kiss. Pretty Kiss, where are you?
Where the hell did that come from?
You got it. What's the matter, Tib? It's you, you bloody mess. He doesn't like you.
It's mutual. Tell you that much.
Never.
Show the light. The light.
Oh, hold your shirt on. Don't forget, poor Goliath had the more powder. You can pick it up from him at the funeral.
Shall I come and fetch it?
You bring it up same night, you hear?
I'll bring it. Shall you be here, on your own?
You'll have to see him, won't you? We might be Tibby, shan't we? He'll have to see him, won't he, Tibby? We might be Tibby, shan't we now?
You were about to explode. It left in rather a hurry.
It had some help. I thought she was coming over.
She was.
What now?
Oh, we'll wait a minute. Let things settle and then have a look around. For the poor wretch they brought here.
The funeral that pair were talking about. They'll be burying an empty coffin.
A suitable wake and ceremony, yes. Which leaves them with a spare human being and no strings attached.
It means that somebody at the old folks' rest home must be signing death certificates.
Including one for his own immortal soul.
So there's a doctor in it up to his ears, nose and throat. Would he be the one they call Belias?
Yes, that's a title among them. Belias, prince of the order of virtues who tempts men to arrogance. Undoubtedly one of the most successful devils. But that won't be his name.
By hell. It's neat, isn't it?
By hell it is, Jamie. By hell, and of hell, and for hell.
Well, let's get on with it.
We'll try this door. Some sort of passage.
I suppose whoever it is will be drugged. Mm. Well, let's hope so, anyway. Drugged and unattended. That's a bit optimistic, isn't it?
Now what?
Constable.
Oh, I'm afraid not at the moment, you know. Is it urgent?
Aye.
Oh, well, I can get to the protection station for you. They'll send someone out.
No. This constable.
But if it's urgent...
I'll wait.
I don't know when he'll be back. It might be some time.
I'll wait.
Are you a local man? I could send him to you as soon as he comes in.
I'll wait here.
I suppose you'd better come through to the office. You can wait through here. If you get tired and you change your mind about me bringing you through to the section, just knock on this door. I'll be through here. Come on, Jamie. Oh, come on, Jamie. Have he changed his mind? Yes?
It's cold.
Oh, it can't be that bad. We're centrally heated. Now, look here. I've given you several alternatives. I suggest you give me your address and go home and I'll... What are you doing?
I'll wait in here.
You can't come in here. This is private. I'm going to ring the section.
Don't. I'll just sit here. In this chair. Out of your way. And you sit there, still, nice and still. That way we're apart. But not if you get excited. If you get excited, then we won't be apart, will we?
there.
Leaves only this. Smells like a fold yard.
Smells like one. It does at least.
We don't want to stampede.
It could be quite a sign. There'll be doors off this place too. We'll be starting all over again. God, this place gets me. I don't know what to expect next. Beast from 50,000. It doesn't sound like any midget.
I think we better risk another quick flash with your torch.
Ready?
Go ahead.
Like a ruddy buffalo.
Journey's end, I'm afraid. We can't get past that without shattering them all in peace. Back up, Jamie. Ever so gently now.
Somewhere on the other side of that bowl.
Yes. It's not a bad way, you know, to prevent prying eyes. Tramps have been known to keep in bound, but no one's going to be nosing around there.
What a place to wake up in, though. I hope whoever it is well drugged.
Amen to that.
I hate leaving them to it.
I know, but we have a couple of days. And so have they. These people won't be doing anything till after the funeral, at least. In the meantime, the best service we can do for whoever it is to make a silent exit. And one more thing, Amos James. Don't be talking to me on the way back in the van. Whoever's in there needs all the rosaries they can get.
Can't you give me a better description than that?
No, I can't. It was so ordinary.
I thought you said that he gave you the creeps.
He did, but it was his manner, his total lack of expression.
Of a sense of threat, Jamie Heady, to imply without being specific. Aimed probably as much at you as at Mrs. Hewitt.
Why?
Well, they want to make sure you stay home at night. They're beginning to realize your interest.
I don't see how.
It is inevitable round here. The people you see in the street, people you know, may belong to this clan. Some of them are bound to. Well, I'm not suggesting they know how much we've found out. They don't.
They're a cheeky lot. I mean, fancy sending a bloke right inside here where he might have been remembered.
Well, they won't have chosen anyone you're likely to come across again, Mrs. Hewitt.
Oh, I hope not.
He took a risk, though, didn't he? I mean, how did he know when to go? Pam, how did he act when he left?
He suddenly stood up and went.
Now, how long before we arrived did he leave?
Just a few minutes.
Coincidence, Jamie?
I don't know. Look, he sat here, right? His chair facing the window?
Yes, just as they are now.
That's it, then. He must have had somebody outside to tip him off.
The real point, Jamie, is that we take the hint. One, we don't leave Mrs. Hewitt alone again at night. And two, there are certain other precautions we can begin to take. I want you to let me indulge myself in a little ceremony in this house.
Well, of course, but what kind?
As far as you're concerned, its more spectacular side will be in Latin and the sprinkling of holy water.
I think I'd like that, Jamie.
If you think it's necessary, Father.
I do. Let me put it this way. Because of the hideous practices carried out in certain places, the concentration of evil becomes almost solid. They say that still no birds sing at Belton. I'd feel happier if in this house at least we began to cleanse with the counter-energy of purification and prayer.
Jamie.
Go ahead, Father. We're going to need all the help we can get.
A good turnout from the rest home. It all looks very proper. Our good vicar would be doing his well-bred nut if he knew he was performing over an empty box.
I suppose the opulent-looking gent is the rest home director.
Yeah. Do you reckon he'll be Belias?
Probably. Tell better if we dare go nearer.
How?
Well, in the same way that saintliness leaves its mark and is quite indelible, there'll be a stamp of real evil in a man like that. St. Philip Neri could smell great sinners. Seems it's not only an odour of sanctity. Did your cleaning woman know what Mrs. Leslie is supposed to have died from?
Cancer. Nobody argues with that. Everybody expects death to follow.
So no one's surprised by this funeral. Now, was your woman certain about there being no relatives?
Well, it was only kitchen gossip, but it seemed pretty definite.
That must make things easier for them. No relatives to view the body.
They seem to be finishing.
Then we'd better withdraw. If they see us watching this, I'm afraid Mrs. Leslie soon would be dead. And not killed by her guardian bull.
Queer, isn't it? I mean, a morning like this, and yet in this quiet little English country churchyard, that foul charade's just been played out.
It seems to be a mark of evil that it has no sense of the ludicrous.
They played Mozart at Auschwitz, if you remember.
Oh, Jamie, I'm exhausted.
Well, Pam, we're back.
Your dinner's ruined.
My fault, I'm afraid, Mrs. Hewitt.
No, it's not. We've been across half the blasted hills in the county. Oh, I'm bushed. Is there a cuppa?
There is. Just the burnt remains. What were you looking for?
Their meeting place.
The venue of the Sabbat, no less.
Oh, you've been mugging up the terms.
Oh, yes. Been haunting the libraries for all I can get. They've been giving me some very funny looks. Oh, but it's pretty sickening reading.
And we laugh at pigs for wallowing in muck.
How will you know it? Won't you be in the open somewhere?
Oh, yes. There'll be traces. They use a fire, for instance. There may be a stone or two, even an altar.
Yeah, trouble is, we've tried all the likely places. We assumed that it must be in working range from the Traveller's Rest, since that's where they got Mrs. Leslie. But not a sign.
What about the fire we saw that night?
What night?
The night poor Bess died. You know, in that awful cottage you drive.
It's an old cottage, it's probably shown.
Yes, look. It was the back window, wasn't it?
Yes, don't you remember? We looked up and to the right.
I thought it was some camping party. So, that's out in this direction. Black Tor itself. But it's a good place. It can only be seen from Deep Dyke, and who goes down there?
Except a few poachers.
That's right, and we know what happened to them.
The name itself should have told us. White being the traditional colour of purity and innocence, we can gather what reputation Black Tor must have had in this district.
Do you think this is where they'll be taking Mrs. Leslie?
I would say so, yes. We'll check first, of course. We'll pay a visit.
We time to check first.
Oh, yes, we've still got two nights. It's on the 3rd they'll be using it themselves. The date again, you see, the 23rd of June, night of the summer festival.
When they do what they plan to do to that poor woman, will she be conscious?
Well, they're not going to do it. Not this time, Mrs. Hewitt. But there will have been others, and I'm afraid I can't imagine them sparing the victim's feelings. Now, I really must leave and put in a few hours at my parish.
Tonight, then, Father. Are we going to go and have a look at Black Tor?
Yes, if it is the place, then we have both ends of the chain. We know where Mrs. Leslie is, in that barn, and we shall know where they intend to take her. Black Tor. Now, surely knowing that, when the time comes to call in the cavalry, we can get the job done without any accidents.
Can't we call them in now?
Oh, believe me, Jamie, I'd like to. I'd like to share this, but I daren't alert them. We're going to have to take them, all of them, while they're fully committed in their ceremonies. Otherwise, some are going to escape. And if they do, there'll eventually be some other Mrs. Leslie. It's a risk we haven't the authority to take. We've got to get the lot.
I thought we might just as well get our bearings from the cottage itself.
Well, that's wise, I think. Pretty wild country up here. We could wander about for a long time without the proper bearing.
You think they might be performing tonight?
Well, there's no calendar reason. It might be something in the nature of a rehearsal for the festival. The procedures are quite complicated.
You're telling me. Well, there's the cottage. Seems quiet enough.
All right. Let's go and have a look inside. I feel better tonight knowing that wife of yours is not going to be alone.
Everybody tells me so. Please, how's Scotland? Speaking. Oh, hello, Madge. I'm just making some supper for us. What do you fancy? Oh. No, it doesn't matter. Can't be helping, can it? No. All right, yes. Some other time, then. Hi. Oh, hell. Oh, no, not this again.
That atmosphere. This is not exactly my favourite cottage.
Surprising. Now, you think from this window, this angle is not right.
To the best of my recollection, yes.
Well, if we set this to that bearing then, it'll probably get us somewhere near.
It's going to be a tough old pull.
From this end, yes. I assume there must be some easier access there, some route where they can get quite near with the vehicle.
Yeah, there will be. From the other side. Hey! Look at that. Up the hill. Flames.
They're lighting a fire.
That's strange for rehearsal.
Well, we shan't need discomfort now. Looks like we're in luck. If we can get close enough, there might be some faces in that firelight that I can recognize. Are you ready?
Ready.
The enemy materializes. Our first close contact.
Hold your horses, policeman. It's a long climb.
Oh, come on, Jamie. What are you doing till this time of night? What the... What on earth? Big funny joke. Right. I'll fix you lot. Let's see how clever you are at the police station. Oh, hell, what's the matter with it? Oh, God. Why did it have to go wrong now?
Stockport County, nil. Derby County, one. Aston Villa, one. And that brings our program for this evening to a close. Don't forget to switch off your sets. Good night.
We ought to be able to see them from here.
Unless they're all on the other side. Well,
we'll circle around a bit and see.
Not a sign. But we might as well go in and have a close look then. They must have finished.
Jimmy. All right, we'll do that. But first, a warning. Now, back in the cottage, you felt the atmosphere, remember? Well, up here, around that fire, this place must be crawling with evil. You mustn't go in there with your mind unprepared, undefended. You must focus it now and keep it focused, whatever happens, on something strong enough and pure enough to support it. The cross is the strongest symbol. Do you understand me?
Yes, I think so. Yes, all right.
Hold fast to it, Jamie. Promise me.
All right.
Good. If you're ready, then. Come on. Find the idea slipping away from you. Pray. Say the words distinctly and clearly. Come on. Can you feel the heat of hell, lad? Because that's what it is.
Are those stones that you were looking for?
Yes. And over there, look, their altar.
I can't tell whether these are stains or shadows. God, this fire's hot. Strange colors, too. And shapes.
What's that?
They're the shapes in the fire.
Turn away. Turn your back on it. Don't look.
What? No, I'm all right. I'm all right. It's the altar. Look, could they be stains? Look.
You can't tell in this flickering light, but when the time comes, there'll be all sorts around here for the forensic people. What worries me at the moment, however, is why is there no one here? Why have they left the fire like this?
I haven't burned for an hour yet. Maybe more.
This is interesting. The shape of these stones.
Too much smoke. Even in the flames.
It made a pentagon.
Oh, too thick. Something.
It made attempts to conjure up their filthy deities.
The horns arriving.
Jamie, go back.
In the flames. Look what's in the flames. God have mercy. Look what's in the flames.
Yeah.
breathe now.
Oh.
Deep. Come on. Are you Sam?
No.
All right.
Sam.
I'm going mad, Father. I saw the devil.
Breathe. Breathe deep. You're not mad. Nor are you going to be. What did it look like?
Oh, I can't bear to remember. Don't ask me.
Now listen. Answer me this. How you've been reading. Were there any illustrations in the books, pictures of devils?
Yes.
It was like one of them, wasn't it?
Yes. I never thought when I looked at those books that such things could really...
Relax, Jamie. We've been had. Can't you see? You already had that picture in your mind. You brought it with you. That's what you were looking at. Your own imagination. Oh, excited, yes. Stimulated to excess, but nevertheless, feeding on what was already there.
There was a smell. I thought it was maybe some kind of incense that they used. But it wasn't. That was a drug. What kind?
Who knows? But remember, they have a tradition of expertise in strange mixtures. And when we think that Velias is a medical man, it gives them all the old medical skills with herbs, plus the products of the modern drug houses.
So real.
And damn dangerous. Do you know you were walking into the fire?
I had an idea that it was the only way to get rid of it. You know, that's all I wanted, to get rid of it.
There are reports of several suicides following the taking of the drug LSD. That in the fire may have been something similar. Plays on the imagination, overexcited. Creates its own temporary reality. Then, as in your case, that reality is so horrible as to be intolerable. Well, fortunately, things didn't get so far. What is still disturbing is the precise way in which we've been anticipated tonight.
How could they?
I can understand their knowing our activities in a general way, but how did they know we were out tonight? Why are they so sure that fire would attract us?
They must have known that one of the things we'd be looking for is the site of their meeting.
Yes. Well, perhaps they've had one prepared for us every night. Who's sitting with Mrs. Hewitt?
Madge. Madge Harris. The girl from the grocer's. They talk to each other in the shop.
What did you tell her?
Well, just that I'd be out. You don't think that...
Can you run? Get your feet back in these quick. You see, if they knew we'd be out here, they'll know she's down there, not terribly well guarded. Come on. Oh, there's a light on, anyway.
Oh, I never realized how alone and lonely this house is. I'll have to be getting another dog. She ought to have a dog for when I'm out. We'll walk in natural, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Slow. There's no sense in making a fuss if she's all right.
Agreed.
Hey! The door's wide open. There is something wrong. Being forced. You there, Pam? It's Jamie. We're home. Where are you, Pam? Are you there? Has she been hurt?
Perhaps he left with the girl.
I'll swing for him!
Is she on the phone? The girl that was sitting in, this Madge?
No. Her old man keeps dogs. He lives miles from anywhere. It'll take him hours to get there. I was going to take her back on my bike. I'm going to ring the station.
Yes, I think it's time.
There's nothing there. It's dead. I must be bent. I fancy leaving her here where they could... What am I going to do?
Shh, listen. There's someone out there.
Pam! Where have you been? Oh, Pam. I thought... What's happened?
Give her a chance, Jamie.
You scared us to death. The door's wide open, the phone's kaput. Now, what's been going on?
Have you had your supper?
Well, of course we haven't had our supper.
Gently, Jamie.
Hey, what is this? What's going on?
I'm not sure. I think we're going to have to find out slowly, if we find out at all.
Pam, love, what's happened?
What happened to your face, Jamie? Face is all smudged. You look funny.
Where have you been?
Outside. Walking.
Where?
In the lane. I was in the lane. I don't know. Let me get you a drink. I was making you a drink.
Never mind about the...
Perhaps it would help, Jamie.
Let's have another go at that phone. I'll lay a bet this wire's been cut. Why won't you tell us anything?
I don't think it's a question of her being unwilling. I think she's unable.
But why?
Because she's forgotten.
Just like that? Amnesia? She remembered me? I thought everything went, the lot.
No, not always. Sometimes it's a safety valve. In effect, you forget what you have to forget.
Have to?
Well, you crack. Doesn't seem at all unlikely to me that there should be some natural way of cushioning a shock which might be otherwise unbearable. After all, I do believe in a God of mercy.
Poor kid. I wonder what the hell they've done to her.
Oh, by the looks of it, it's nothing physical. At least you can be thankful for that. I should say they've worked on her nerves, just get her half to death.
They're a hard-faced, cheeky lot of these. In my own house. I look forward to the time when I can get my hand on somebody's collar. Somewhere behind all this hokey-pokey, there's bound to be some flesh and blood, and I'm going to get their piece. Why pick on her?
She's your most vulnerable spot, Jamie. The way to a man's heart is through his woman. It's time we called in the cavalry. It's going to be like walking on eggs, but somehow we've got to set the full machinery in motion without tipping our hand.
It's funny, but I can't seem to find the sugar.
Maybe Madge put it somewhere.
Madge?
Lord, yes. Madge. What's happened to her? Did she leave early?
I don't know. I can't remember. Why can't I think? There was something about Madge. It was something about supper. I made something for us. Yes. I made some pastry.
Well, that's something. If it's been eaten, we can assume that she only left recently.
It's here.
Not been eaten?
Not even been baked. Why? Why can't I remember? Oh, Jamie, what's happened to me?
It's all right, love. It's all right now. You've had a scare. They'll all come back.
It looks like the girl might not have come at all. Very convenient for them.
Too convenient. Hmm. It'll be worth finding out what made her change her mind. I'll see her in the morning and I'll find out what she has to say.
Right, what are you going to do now?
I'm going to take Pam to the section house and I'm going to get the doctor to her.
I don't want a doctor.
If you do take her to a doctor, you'll have to invent a suitable reason for her being like this.
You don't think he might be...
Well, can we afford to take any chances?
No. You're right.
If she can sleep, it'll be all right. If not, then you'll have to risk it. Make something up.
I shall be glad when I've told the sergeant.
Will he believe it?
He will if you're in attendance.
Well, there's your phone in action again anyway. Pity the rest of it won't mend as easy.
I'm just thankful you believed it.
In the shade of that muscular great monk? What else? Besides, I spent part of the war in West Africa.
Juju?
Aye, Juju. Rawdon's the mind. It wasn't funny out there either.
Hope they're listening to the father at DHQ.
Must be. He's been there all morning. They'll want to know why you didn't report it earlier, incidentally.
Well, you know just how much they'd have been impressed if I'd reported it at the beginning.
I know, but you'll get a rollicking anyway. What are you planning to do about that lass of yours till this is all over? Would you like her to stay with my missus?
Would you?
She's been airing the bed all morning.
Oh, thanks. It'll only be till tomorrow night.
Aye. Win, lose, or draw.
What do you think? Can it be done? Can we get at them before they kill Mrs. Leslie?
I don't know. The trouble is, we've nothing on them. Well, nothing solid. They'll have to be taken in the act. It's the only way.
Exactly. And how do we ring the district without tipping them off?
The answer to that little problem is no doubt what they're working on right now at DHQ. Get your helmet. I don't fancy sitting around here any longer. Let's go see your sitter's father. What's his name?
Harris.
Aye. Come on. You, think the lass herself is all right, then?
Madge? Oh, yeah. It was obvious she was as puzzled as anybody why he was making such a fuss. She said it wasn't like her old man to get excited about anything but his dogs. Apparently, he got pretty nasty before she understood that he wasn't kidding.
Did he, give her any reason why she wasn't to go to your place?
None that made any sense.
But he was determined that she shouldn't go.
Very. You'd have thought it was a matter of life or death. That's what she said. What do you think?
Sounds like he was told to warn her off. Right. Somebody was able to give him a right scare. It'll be interesting to find out who. If we can.
This is his place. Through the gate.
Likes his seclusion, doesn't he?
Has to. Breeds and trains these dogs. I don't suppose it would go down well with neighbours. Now watch how you go. He's got some as big as ponies.
That doesn't sound like much of a pony.
That's when he keeps the feeding to the big ones. It's damn quiet. Why aren't the big dogs barking?
Where are the kennels, then?
Round the back of the house. You try them. I'll check round here.
Nothing. Cages wide open, not a thing.
Aye. That's not round here, either. Maybe he's got them all out somewhere, exercising.
Shouldn't have thought so. Not all at once. Well, they take a bit of handling. Especially on what he feeds them on.
Now what does he feed them on?
Raw meat. In that storeroom down there, a load of it.
Maybe he cooks it.
Not by the look of the scraps in the cages. Go back in here.
Aye. There might be another door down that end. If you can open that, and let a bit of light in.
Smells a bit ripe in here. What the hell was that?
Stand where you are. Don't move.
I can't see it.
Before you start, slow. For God's sake, don't startle it. Now, head your way to your left, away from the door. Give it room to get through.
Doesn't seem to want to go. I can see him now, can you?
Just his eyes. Why won't he move? What's he got there?
What's that?
Pitchfork. Get over to the wall. I'm going to have a go at him with this.
Watch yourself, then.
Hey! Yeah!
Well done, Sarge. Hell, what a sight. What's he left down there? Some meat? His muzzle looks all red. Sarge?
Have a walk down and open that other door. Get me some light here.
Yeah. Sure. He's cold.
But not yet stiff.
How long would you say?
That's the medic's pigeon.
Oh, come on, you're not in court.
Well, between friends, then I'd say early this morning. It's fairly warm in here. He wouldn't cool all that fast.
What went wrong, I wonder?
He knew too much. That's what went wrong.
Don't think it was an accident.
Give over. His own dog.
So he knew something. I can understand why they figured this necessary, but how? How did they manage it?
I don't know. That would be too difficult, given time. And I'll tell you, they could have had lots of that. Wait a minute. What about his daughter? Where was she last night?
In town. Well, she spent the night with her married sister.
Convenient, isn't it? Why, did you say?
Well, because he was in such a temper. And by the time he finished making sure she kept away from Pam, they were having a tearing row. I think she was scared to go home. Do you think that's what he intended her to be?
Well, don't you? It's obvious he was under some sort of instruction to keep her away from your place. I'll make a little bet those instructions went further.
So they had all the time in the world to provoke the dog somehow.
Or dogs. Where are the rest of them? The kennels are empty. They're all loose somewhere.
Just roaming about, Savage, that's bad. We'd have to warn the farmers. There's nobody else out here, is there?
It's not half as bad as the alternative.
What's that?
That they've got them under control somewhere. Ready for when they're needed.
Ah, away with you.
Jamie, lad, you and me both know this poor fellow's been murdered. And we both know what the verdict's going to be. Accidental death, because we haven't a chance, not a hope of proving anything else. And let's face it, Jamie, if one night they trot out another animal somewhere, all worked up to kill, and some of the poor devil's found with his throat torn out, it's going to be the same blasted verdict. Accidental death. They're on a good thing. You'd better stay here and keep an eye on things. I'm going to ring in.
Hey, what if Fido decides to come back?
Well, you know what they say. Never touch strange animals.
Ask a bloody silly question. I hope they'll be quieter tomorrow night when we're trying to save that old girl.
They'll move quieter when it's necessary.
I should hope so.
Sammy Castle was telling me they're digging on the tor.
On Black Tor?
Aye.
What the hell for?
For some little items called evidence, remember? The Bobby's armor plating. They won't stick their necks out very far without it.
But why now? I mean, couldn't they wait till after tomorrow night? Then they couldn't do any damage.
No, they couldn't.
Do you realize what scale of an operation it's going to have to be tomorrow night? We've got to ring the whole area. The radio link alone is going to be dead tricky. And it's all got to be done on the QT, all on the cover. Now, who the hell's going to authorize an operation on that scale without some solid evidence? One bone, as long as it can be positively identified as human. One single bone from that hill can do it, can justify a murder inquiry. Murder? The magic word? Get that in a report and they'll turn the lot out, including the Marines if necessary.
Oh, I suppose so. But what an awful risk. If they're seen, it'll all be over for Mrs. Leslie.
Oh, give them a bit of credit. I told you they could move softly when they have to. Now, the whole point about that altar site on Black Tor is that it can only be seen from one place, down in the bottom.
From deep dike,
yes. Oh, well, let's go and have a look, shall we? Maybe that'll satisfy you. Put your mind at rest.
The cottage is just down there. You'll see it in a minute. There it is. They ought to have somebody down there keeping a lookout.
I've always said you've the makings of a superintendent.
I'll have that in writing someday. You know I'm right, though. Somebody who could signal the party up on the tor if there was anybody snooping about down there. Hold it. Will you look at that cheeky mister? Calm as you please.
He could do with a what?
He could do with a boot. There's no time to be encouraging tramps. And look at that fire. I bet there's a rabbit in that ruddy pot. That's if he hasn't lifted a chicken from somebody. I'm going to move him on. We've enough without an old tea leaf like this.
Now you're talking like some typical country bobby.
Hello, Governor. I'll give you hello, Governor, you tatty old lad. What are you doing here?
Oh, just having a bite to eat. No law against that, is there?
About half a dozen, that's all. Depending on what's in the pot. Smells all right. Oh, does his job right, does this one. What is it, then? Fur or feathers?
Oh, fur, sir, fur. I couldn't hardly come my feathers, honestly. How could I? No, sir. I found this lying on the road. Hardly touched her. Hardly a mark. You'd scarcely believe it.
Don't encourage him, Sergeant. He's fly enough, is this one. I've always thought so. How are you, Walter?
Oh, nicely, thank you, George. How's yourself? Well, you'll just excuse me a minute while I flash the boys on the hill to carry on.
What is this? Detective Sergeant Merion, a crafty old bobby.
Not a bad old cook. Will you sample a piece?
Funny old pair. You could have told me. Didn't have to make me feel a twit. Where are the boys then, Walter?
Yon ridge, about halfway up, where it levels up. Here, Jamie, have a look through these. See if you can see them.
No, but there's somebody up there. Hikers. No police, just hikers.
How many?
Four. Shorts, rucksacks, the lot.
That's them, Jamie. They're all bobbies. Everyone. Well, what did you think? A bulldozer?
Well, you learn something every day, don't you?
You're upsetting George.
Not doing any harm. He's got the brains. The experience will be good for him.
He'll be a good bobby eventually, will he?
Eventually.
I hope your rabbit burns.
Early night for once. Do us all good.
Not too early either. Sunset already.
A wonderful sky.
Too red. Reminds me of... I'll put the light on.
Wait. Let me draw the curtains first.
That's not what you mean. You feel like a target. I'll do these.
You could be seen a long way from here, right?
That's better. I'll do the same upstairs.
Not that they'd use as anything as simple as a bullet. Accidental death. That's their line.
Well, I've gone, Jamie. Don't open that door to anybody. And above all, don't be lured out on any pretext whatsoever. If we can just hang on tonight, well, tomorrow, we'll go on the offensive.
I'll watch it. It's all arranged with the sergeant. If anyone rings wanting a policeman, I'm to pass them on to him, and he'll send out the night car.
Good. But to be honest, I'd be happier if both you and Mrs. Hewitt were staying with the sergeant.
Orders are to keep the surface appearances as normal as possible. It would look a bit queer if we just quit the house. Might set somebody thinking.
Oh, I suppose so.
You're welcome to a bit of supper before you go.
Oh, no, 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 no. That's very kind of you, but I must go. Come see me off. And bolt everything behind me. It's quite dark already.
Now, what about you? You must be high on their hate list, remember? Don't loiter.
I won't. Good night, Jamie. Say good night to Mrs. Hewitt for me.
No, don't go. Come back in the house, quick. The dog. Four dogs, yes. Harris had several. We're not going out there now. We none of us are. Those bolts are staying fastened. They haven't got the lock fixed yet, but they should do the trick.
I think it might just be a stray.
I hate to gamble on that and lose. I saw Harris afterwards.
That sounded nearer.
You can bet on it. They're coming this way. I don't know how they're being handled or how they make them so savage. But we're about to come under siege, Father. We'd better check the defenses. Would you be surprised to find that this phone's gone again? I wouldn't.
Dead?
Lifeless. Check all the doors and windows down here, will you? I'll go upstairs and fetch Pam. I feel better if we're all in the same room.
Yes, I agree.
And while I'm up there, I'll set everything up here as well. I don't know why these damn things can't fly, but I'll shut them anyway.
Hey, you do that. I'll see the things down here. Then we'll all settle down in here. Oh. Thank you. Is she asleep?
I think so. At last. What are they doing? I think I felt better when they were making a row.
Well, it's more than an hour since we heard anything. But they'll still be there. Don't worry about that.
Why don't you have a nap? We can take shifts.
Mister!
Mister! Let me in. Oh, no. Not a kid. Not out there. Not among what's out there.
What is this?
Of course it's a trick, to get us outside. But it's a good one, isn't it? The best. It's perfect. We've no choice. We've just got to go. We can't leave him out there. Not among that swinish lot.
You're not going outside.
I don't fancy it. But who's got a choice? Maybe a quick dash will do it. I'll go first. You cover the rear, Father. Pam, you bolt that door behind us. Come on now, Father. Don't get in the way.
I'm not moving, Jamie.
Get out of the way, Father, please.
If you could see my face, you'd realize I mean it.
Oh, this is stupid.
Yes, it is.
Why? Why?
Because the more I hear that noise, the less I believe that there is a child out there.
I know what you're getting at, but suppose we're wrong. Have we the right to gamble?
No, we haven't. Listen to him. Just listen.
Pam, leave it to us.
To do what? Nothing? Somebody's got to go and help him.
Heroics, Mrs. Hewitt.
Isn't it rather time for a few... Jamie, we've got to do something now.
Oh, come off it, Mrs. Hewitt.
Have I got to go out there myself?
Yes, Mrs. Hewitt, that is precisely what you will have to do, because he's not going, and nor am I, so if you insist, you know where the door is.
You don't know, she's upset.
Yes, I know, she's just upset enough to be sneering at her own husband's cowardice.
That's not true. It's not true.
Oh, yes, it is, Mrs. Hewitt. Don't you see? The most vicious weapon of evil is its ability to insinuate itself where there was once confidence and trust. Even love can be undermined.
She was only feeling for the child.
Yes, I know. Much credit to her.
It sounds so real. If only I could be sure.
Well, that at least we can be sure of. Try and get her to rest, Jamie. It's still a long time until daylight.
There's something I ought to be able to do.
Best sleep, love.
No, I'm going to make some tea.
Now, that's very British.
What?
Nothing. I'll come with you.
No! You'll stay right here and get some rest yourself. The bolts are on the door, aren't they?
Stay there, Jamie. I'll check them.
Right. Don't put a light on, though. Let's manage in the dark if we can.
Okay. Well, they're both all right. Shall I put the kettle on for you, Mrs. Hewitt?
Woman's work, Father. I shall feel happier having something to do. Now, sit down, both of you. That's it.
Orders, Father.
Don't let me fall asleep, then. I don't want to miss that tea.
Have a cup, anyone?
Not for me, thanks. I think I'd better just have a look out of that window.
They're pretty quiet.
Let's hope they stay that way.
Obliging of them to let us have the tea in peace.
Well, maybe this is plan three. Keep us guessing. Waiting for the noise to begin again.
Maybe something in that. The silence is a bit deafening. I keep waiting for it to explode.
Can't see anything this side.
Or this.
Is it my imagination, or is it? Or is it getting lighter?
I can't see much difference here.
Oh, no!
Well, that's close.
It sounded like... It can't be!
God, it's in the kitchen! It's in the bloody kitchen!
Oh,
that inner door won't hold it. Them.
Let's tell them. Let's tell them just that. Can you hear me? You out there? You lost. You distorted swine. We're going to beat you yet. Drop dead. It's not very practical, but I feel better. Hey, it is getting lighter, you know.
Oh, good. Can you have the lights on now, do you think?
Sure. It's our ruddy house. Let's have them on. Look at the size of that dog. How the hell did it get in? Just a small point, Father, but whose blood is that trickling down your fingers?
It's
hurt. I rather suspect it's mine.
Get some hot water, Pam. Why didn't you tell us? Let's have a look. Can one roll up these damn great sleeves? We'll have to tie something around that.
Well, sleeves were a great help, really. It took a lot of the impact from the teeth.
He's a big brute, and good job you are, too. Don't have a turn lawless, do you hear? I wouldn't fancy that great mitt around my throat. It's not the same dog that got Harris, incidentally. Different colour. So they must have others somewhere. One other, at least. Now, does that feel tight?
Yes, it does a bit.
Then it'll do. Come on in the kitchen. That water should be ready. Tell me, Sergeant, with two bolts on the door and the window secured, how did it get in?
You're sure they were secure?
Leave off, Sarge. We were expecting trouble, remember? I fastened them myself.
So now what? The phantom canine strikes again.
You tell me how it got in.
Well, not through the keyhole, Jamie.
Very funny.
Ask your friar friend. You know, the dog strangler. It's marvellous what they've got in reserve, some of these men of peace.
You're in a right mood this morning, aren't you? You're as keyed up as I am, you old faker. Bump! It's nerves. That's why you're so bitchy.
I always knew it was a mistake, you going on that CID course. All right. 10 out of 10 for observation.
Well, well, well. Why didn't you say so? You don't have to pretend with me.
Don't get cocky.
What is it, then?
It's just a waiting, I think. Be all right when we get moving.
Isn't it going right? Is that it?
Oh, the machinery's moving. You know the machine. It's cumbersome. But eventually it grinds exceedingly small. We'll turn them all over with a bit of luck.
I hope so.
Me too. Because there's too many holes at the moment. There's too many gaps. Even a bad lawyer could make us look silly.
But surely, if we take them tonight, right in the middle of what they intend doing to Mrs. Leslie...
Well, that'll help a lot, naturally. Mainly, it'll help Mrs. Leslie.
Oh.
Maybe it's just me being greedy. I don't have to think of any of this lot ever being in circulation again. That's all. Now, stop nattering and go and get some sleep. I've got to go into the division.
What for?
The conference. There's going to be half the blasted force out tonight. All on tiptoe as well.
Right. Let's get tonight's little program sorted out. Here's a question for you, Sergeant. I'll come to you in a moment, Chief Inspector.
Yes, sir.
And I want you to think about it, Sergeant. Don't just waffle me an answer because I'm superintendent. About tonight. Are they going to be there?
Looking at it from their angle, there's every reason why they should be. By their calendar, it's a big night. They've got a body on ice which they can't keep indefinitely, and tonight's suitable for a sacrifice.
More than just suitable, according to Father Probert. He was telling me yesterday how he believed that tonight they would try to raise the devil. I mean, literally that.
What, conjure him up, lad?
Ah, you know the sort of thing, all the rigmarole in the circle, all the gibberish.
Well, then, providing we're quiet enough, we stand a chance of taking him.
Well, we'll be quiet enough, and I hope you're right. And supposing you are, and we do take him, what then? Now, Chief Inspector?
Well, sir, that depends on what assumptions you wish me to make. If you don't wish me to make any, and I can foresee things like cemeteries damaging, disorderly conduct in, death, false statements, dead bodies, disinterment of, the very best, abduction.
Abduction? Pack it in, Chief. We want something a damn sight more lethal than that.
The rest is pure speculation, sir.
Now go on then, man. Speculate.
Assuming a successful conclusion to tonight's affair, and I'd recommend rescuing the intended victim at the last practical moment, by then the ritual pattern should be pointing clearly towards sacrifice, then the criminal intent ought to be provable. In that event, a prosecution for conspiracy to murder becomes a distinct possibility.
What about attempted murder?
Well, that offense usually requires some physical violence to have been offered. We can hardly afford to wait until that happens in this case. Although it would unquestionably strengthen our position.
In fact, if we let him kill the old girl, we're laughing.
There is something of a conflict of interest between Mrs. Leslie and ourselves on that point.
Oh, come on, Chief Inspector, push it a bit further. There's got to be more.
And only if the pathologist can help. If we can provide him with remains from the site, and he can testify to deaths that were not natural. But even then, you see, without the corroboration of some strong testimony, ideally by confessions from some of the group involved, well, I shouldn't care to be prosecuting counsel.
They'll not talk, sir. For a start, they'll be too scared. They know what happens to those who do.
Oh, don't get depressed, Sergeant. There'll be something. The Chief Inspector here is professionally committed to looking on the black side. We can't have girlish false optimism from the legal department.
One pales at the thought.
We'll turn him over, Sergeant. One way or another, we'll root him out.
Will we, sir? Just transplanted or really torn out by the roots?
I intend to make it the latter.
Yes, sir. So do I.
Good. Then let's get the ball rolling, shall we? I want subdivisional inspectors, road traffic inspectors in my office now. Oh, and there's a wireless bob from the county in the building somewhere. Find him as well. And then get on to both neighboring divisions and find out from the superintendents how many men I can expect.
Ah, come in, Father. Glad you can manage it. How's that arm?
Oh, I wouldn't miss tonight, Superintendent. But that
arm will heal, thank you.
Good.
Come and sit down with the sergeant here. Keep him down. He keeps wanting something to do.
Hello, Father. Well, I must admit I'm a bit fed up with all this waiting.
I noticed how you feel, Sergeant. I've been watching the clock, too.
Well, you can both just sit there and watch me stick these little flags in the map. You see, I have something to do. Privilege of rank. It's not energetic, but it does make you feel a bit like Napoleon.
Come in by the sea. Come in by the sea.
Now, who's that?
Thank you, Spider 3. Over and out. Spider 3, sir. Reporting Spider 5 now nearly reached the summit.
Somebody else fed up with nothing to do. Making unnecessary reports. Spider 5 at the moment, Father, is climbing Black Tor with a Damgret set on his back. He'll be able to look right down on them. They'll not expect anybody up there.
Well, I should think they would. It's sheer rock face above that altar site.
Aye. He volunteered. It's his hobby. Some idiot from the next division. They get younger, these bobbies. I'm sure I was never as young as that, even at school. We haven't sent him up before now in case he freezes to death. We've got the rest of the area cordoned, as you can see from the map.
Yes, you seem fairly thick on the ground.
It's as big a turnout as I can remember. Whatever goes out or in, we shall know. That is, if they use the roads. I'm assuming broomsticks are out.
Why, you can't get the bristles, you know.
Right. There's the last flag. The web's complete. All we've got to do now is wait for the dark.
And for the things that emerge with the dark.
Get that cadet to get something in here.
Have another one, Father.
Oh, I'm smoking far too many, but I will. I shall regret this indiscipline come next land. Is Jamie going to miss this party, then?
No. He stays in the house just long enough to make things seem ordinary, that's all. Pretends to go to bed, you know, that sort of thing. We'll pick him up when we begin to close in.
What about Mrs. Hughes?
Well, my missus, she'll have her tucked up in bed by now.
Something's coming through, sir.
Let's call him, it's fine.
Hello, Webb. Hello, Webb. Spider One calling. Spider One calling. Message for you. Over.
Hello, Spider One. Hello, Spider One. Pass your message. Over.
Hello, Webb. Message begins. Suspect has just left his premises in grey, unlettered van, believed to Thames Trader. A registered number, Banjo X-ray Box 132. I say again, Banjo X-ray Box 132. Heading north. Message ends. Over.
That's the undertaker. Heading north. That'll be this road, straight for the Traveller's Rest. Tell him, okay, maintain position.
Hello,
that
grey
van will do for Mrs. Levy. Looks like the game's on.
Over.
We've started.
Hello, Webb. Hello, Webb. Spider 4 calling. Message for you. Over.
Hello, Spider 4. Pass your message. Over.
Hello, Webb. Message begins. Rover saloon car, believe five occupants, just entered Traveller's Rest Yard.
That makes four vehicles in there now, including the undertaker's plain van. Ask him if you can see what they're doing.
Hello, Spider 4. Your message received and understood. Have you observed actions of occupants of these vehicles? Over.
Hello, Webb. Hello, Webb. Van driver observed to enter premises, not yet returned. Occupants of other vehicles still in their cars. They're just sitting there. Over.
Okay. Tell him to maintain observation.
No doubt about that. They're waiting for Belias. I shall feel better when he's safely under our noses. Have you got someone near the home, Superintendent?
Yes, Spider 2. From where he is, you can see the drive. He'll know when Belias needs. This could be it now.
Hello, Webb! Hello, Webb! Spider 5 calling! Spider 5 calling! Message for you! Over!
What the hell does he want? They can't be at the toy yet.
It's frozen.
Hello, Spider 5. Pass your message. Over.
Hello, Webb. Message begins. Living to repair some glass, sir. Over.
Get him off the air.
Oh, poor lad, you're not going to keep him up there till daylight, are you?
It's a summer night, remember? Night of the summer festival.
But not at that height. No wonder he thought he had to call. He must think the world's empty.
Well, we'll get him some lights up and help him down. He'll be all right. Think of the stars, and there'll be a moon later.
He's got enormous guts standing up there.
Hello, Webb. Hello, Webb. Spider 2 calling.
Next time,
Spider 2 calling. Message for you. Over.
Hello, Spider 2. Pass your message. Over.
Hello, Webb. Message begins. A Bentley saloon car, registration number not known, left the old people zone at 22:45 hours, proceeded north on B6149. Message ends. Over.
That's 5 minutes ago. I bet he was trying to call us when young Mountain Goat was on the air.
If it is Belias. And who else in a Bentley? He'll be nearly the Travellers by now.
Tell him to resume watch.
Hello, Spider 2.
Do we begin moving in now, Superintendent?
Not till that Bentley turns into the Travellers, and then only for second positions. I want them all on the floor, nicely preoccupied before we wheel close in.
Hello, Webb. Hello, Webb. Spider 4 calling. Message for you. Over.
Hello, Spider 4. Pass your message. Over.
Hello, Webb. Message begins. Bentley, saloon car, registration number not known. Just enter the
Traveller's
Rest Yard.
Message
ends. Over.
Okay, son. Give them all the word to move to their second stations. I shall be in the car if you want me. Come on, Father. Sergeant, let's get underway.
Hello, all stations. Hello, all stations. Web calling.
Mm-hmm.
a genuine democratic touch. I hope you suited the impressment. Superintendents didn't give lifts to PCs in my day.
I confess, I suspect your motive.
I could have fired on the bike, sir. Didn't I?
Constable, I didn't pick you up so you can natter all the way. You just sit quietly in the back and concentrate. I believe you're a cynic, Father. You think I've done it for some mundane reason, like I might be needing his
local knowledge?
Oh, my dear, didn't I? Hitter across.
Head in the clouds, sounds like he's onto something.
Hello, Spider 5. Pass your message. Over. Hello, Webb. They're here. Message begins. They're here. They're below me now. They've left the car. I can see them. In road. The light in torches. A clear color. A dark flame. Over. Message in.
Hello, Webb. Superintendent here. I heard all that. No need to relay out.
Some message. What's he on about? Dark flame? They use a kind of pitch to give a dark flame. It's blue, really, which is as black as they can get it. Black being their liturgical color.
You'll never learn. I thought he was going putty. Put your foot down, driver.
Why don't we move them closer?
We will. He's waiting until that fire of theirs gets good and bright. With the light in their eyes, they're not likely to notice us. Meantime, keep your head down.
They're beginning to circle fire.
They look like the Ku Klux Klan.
Certainly no more appetizing.
They don't all dress alike, then?
No. They have their ranks and their hierarchies.
There's one there without a hood. Look.
It's a woman. Fancy a woman being mixed up with that lot.
Hey, up. There's the signal. Let's go. Whoa. That's far enough.
We could go nearer than this.
Relax. We can see from here. There's no point in getting any nearer till they produce Mrs. Leslie.
I can't see any signs of her, can you?
Not yet.
What a mob. You wouldn't dream, would you? Not in this day and age. What a way to get your kicks.
Distorted, isn't it? Even their movement seems...
Oh, yeah. Is that one without the hood again? She only looks a bit of a girl.
No! Oh, you don't get that.
Let me go! Don't
let like you go!
Come out of
here! Oh, look! Look who it is!
It's Pam! It's Pam!
Get down, Jamie!
Sorry, sir, but it's Pam!
I know. We'll find out all about it in a minute. We'll get her when we get the rest.
Let me be the one. Leave her to me, Sergeant!
Lad, all right, but keep down. Wait for the signal.
At least, we can now assume how that all got into the house.
No!
So she went into the kitchen to make the tea, remember?
No, she wouldn't.
She must have drawn the bolts then.
But they were still fastened afterwards, I checked.
Oh, she fastened them again. Don't you remember? You were fixing my arm. She went into the kitchen again to get some water.
I don't believe it!
Hey, up! Look, there's something happening at the fire.
Why doesn't he give us a signal?
Because it isn't time yet.
They're carrying us.
No prizes for guessing what's in that bundle.
Oh, indeed.
They'll not do that. They want it alive. It'll not be long now, Jamie. That's Mrs. Leslie that just laid on that slab.
Pray God she's still drugged.
Amen. I can't see any movement, though, so it seems likely.
I've lost Pam. I can't see her.
They're forming up around the altar. She'll be among them.
That'll be Belias, then, in the fancy robes.
I imagine so. How long will it take us to get to them?
We'll slot down here, a minute or two. But the boys above should be on them nearly as soon as the whistle goes.
Then they'll get Pam first. You said that
we'll
I could.
We'll get her as soon as we get up there, and when you've got to keep hold of her.
Don't worry about that.
Get the giddy.
What the hell are they doing that for?
Today you see the essence of the altar. Blasphemous travesty of the liturgy. Those altar vessels, incidentally, are not designed for holding wine.
No, I can guess what.
There, do you see that? That's their interpretation of genuflection, a deliberate obscene parody. Getting rather near the time for that signal.
What instrument will they use for the...
Some sort of blade. They require quantities of blood.
Well, that's what the super will be waiting for. To catch Belias with it in his hand.
Oh, that's running things a bit close.
There's a lot at stake legally.
This will be it coming up, then. With two acolytes on the cushion, he'll take it and raise it first, offering it to their sickening deities.
Come on then, lads! Come on!
Sergeant. I was only taking her up with the rest. She stopped here. Shut up, Jamie.
It's all right, sir. You can leave her with me. I'll see to it.
All right by me. You're the sergeant.
Oh, I can't get near the officer. Your superintendent's declared it a prohibited area. Is she all right?
She won't look at me.
She won't, Jamie, or can't. Let me get talk, Sergeant. Huh? Yes.
They're bringing Bill Ives here. I was beginning to think he'd nipped off.
Look at her eyes, Jamie. She's drunk, silly.
How the hell did they get away from my missus?
Well, no doubt we'll find out that later. In the meantime, rest easy, Jamie. She doesn't look like someone who's here by her own act of will. At the moment, I'd say she hasn't even got a will.
All right, keep her warm, lad. Take that fancy dress off her. Wrap her in something else. Take her near to the fire a bit so we can get away.
Bring that man over here, if it is a man under that hood. Now then, mister, let's have a look at what you were planning to do with that knife.
I must warn you, Inspector, that there will be repercussions.
The rank is superintendent.
Repercussions, superintendent. This intrusion into a private antiquarian gathering, not to mention the rough handling.
We'll see how private. Unwrap that bundle, Constable. Quite an assembly you've got here. What did you say it was?
Antiquarian, superintendent. All quite legal. You find us celebrating a very ancient festival.
He's a cool devil.
Sir? What is it, Constable?
I think you better have a look, sir. But what's in here, sir?
What? What's that? Tell it, sir.
That's right, Superintendent. A goat. A black goat. I assure you, it's the customary offering on these occasions.
How fired they've been leading us up the garden path!
You appear surprised. Were you expecting something else? Well, the animal's quite dead, of course. We no longer practice with quite the same exuberance as our forefathers. You'll find it's been humanely slaughtered. We wouldn't care to contravene any regulations.
All right, you've been very smart. Very clever, and that's a nice line in pack you've got there. But you're nicked, matey. You and all the rest of this naughty club.
Good man. That's the way.
Now get that hood off and let's have a look at you. Do it yourself or have it torn off.
Very well, Superintendent. If you insist, of course. You really are digging a pit for yourself, you know.
Let me worry about that.
Ah. Satisfied?
That's not Goliath.
Oh, no! How wrong can you get?
I must warn you that anything you say from this point onwards may be taken down in writing and may be given in evidence. Get that digging crew together. Tell them to make sure they get the finger out. And find me something, do you hear?
Do our best, sir.
Superintendent here. I want the chief inspector right away. Never mind, do your best. Find me something.
Yes, sir.
Hello? Chief Inspector. So that's where you get to, is it? Listen, it's been a farce. And they've had us playing the silly bobby bit. Not a thing on them yet. No, absolutely clean. No old girl, nothing. Just a cocky beggar with all the best lines. But listen, I've nicked them all anyway. I know. I'm holding them on suspicion of felony. Are you with me, Chief? Yes, you can see where that leaves me. So until somebody comes up with something, I don't want anybody in this division in bed and fast asleep. Get me a magistrate. I want a wanted to get in that old people's home. And the coroner. Now, that's up to you. You're the tactful one, but get them. I want some exhumation orders tonight. If they squawk, they can ring me here at the section station. That's right. I trust I haven't ruined your evening. Get them. Right, Sid. Let's have that landlady in here. Unless we can make somebody cough, you tell me how we're going to be able to help that old girl.
You'll not talk, Father. None of them will. Not with Elias loose. He's been a jump ahead all the time.
Well, I was hoping someone might be peeved enough at the way he's left them to take the rap to tell us about it.
What rap? Wake up, Father. Unless we can prove the link between the home and this little lot, they're going to walk off free.
Well, surely not. I mean, that night, Jamie and I saw the undertaker leaving the home.
And what did you see? An empty box. What kind of evidence is that?
So, an old lady has to die a terrible death.
If we have to wait for the proper channels, yes.
Is there some other way?
There might be one. Don't ask me. Just answer me this. Will she still be alive, if there's still time?
Oh, I think she has about an hour of life left. In this sense, the witching hour is not midnight, but the deeper darkness. Ceremonies are lengthy. They're fraught with the most horrible dangers for the performer. He won't dare rush it or fumble it. But Sergeant, is there any way?
There's one chance. If, and it's a big if, we can scare somebody more than Belias himself can.
Well, how on earth can we do that?
I've got the undertaker in a cell that we don't use much now, away from the others. Wait for me. I'm going to get the dog handler and his mutt.
Give me 5 minutes.
If it's going to work, it'll have worked by then.
Well, about time. How long do you think you're going to be able to hold us like this?
Shut up, Undertaker.
Don't you talk to me either. I know what's what. I want to see a solicitor.
Why don't you get off your dignity? How much do you think you've got anyway since we took your belt and shoelaces?
That's another thing. You've no right. You've no right at all. It's a deliberate attempt to degrade.
We can't have you committing suicide.
Huh? Give over. Who's going to commit Rudy's suicide?
It's surprising who does. We can't take any chances. Especially in this old cell. It's so far away from the others. We'd never hear you, would we?
What?
Committing suicide.
You want to show up? You're morbid.
Your trousers are slipping.
All right. All right, have you, lad? But you'll regret it. I'll have you. I'm not some tuckney hateny piggy if you can shuck around. I'm a business member of this community. Respected.
You're a slag. You're as bent as any you've gone this manor. You're a receiver. And if there was an opportunity, you'd be a ponce.
Oh, you've done it now. Oh, I've got you now. Oh, you're finished. Washed up. Oh, you're done.
Pull your trousers up.
Oh, boy, that was libel. That was libel.
That was slander. Libel has to be in writing.
What do you think you're doing? Pack it in.
Well, stowing over your shoes, are you? That's the trouble with our lasers.
You push me.
No, don't start making these wild accusations.
I'll scream the bloody place down over.
They won't do any good. Nobody will hear you, remember?
I've heard about your sort. But you're wasting your time. I'm not going to press. I'm not looking forward to hammering, but Sergeant, think! Think! Do you know what these mob can do? Do you think you're going to scare me more than they can? Use your mouth!
That's what I thought. You'll not find anybody talking out of turn. And nothing personal. It's a bit personal for Mrs. Leslie, though, isn't it?
I don't know what you mean.
You took her to the Traveller's Rest. But the thing we're really interested in is, where is she now? Where did you take her from there?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You must have an idea how little time she's got left. So you'll understand why this interview can't be...
God, Sergeant! Can't you see? You can't do anything to me half as bad as they would.
There's one flaw in that argument, Undertaker. It assumes that we each stick to our own methods. But suppose we don't. Suppose I borrow one of theirs.
Like what?
We found the dog. The one with Gladys.
You wouldn't.
I saw what he did.
You'll never get away with it.
I'd hate to condemn any man to what he did to Alice.
You're crazy.
It'll be an accident, you see. They brought you in and shoved you in this old cell, never expecting you to be occupied.
God, Sergeant.
Tell us, man. Tell us. If we can clean it up, then there'll be nobody left you need to be afraid of. Where did you take her?
I don't know what you mean. Leave me alone.
You know the words. The words that dog's trying to respond to.
I'm telling you, I don't know what you mean.
It's savage, isn't it? Savage! When did you take her from the Travellers?
This afternoon.
How?
He telephoned.
The last?
That's right. He told me to pick up a van. He had it all ready for me. He told me where to take her.
Where? Where?
Grassley. The car park.
Liar.
Honest. Leave her there in the van. Lock it up. He had another set of keys. I came home on the bus.
What sort was it?
A black automobile.
Number. Number.
I don't know. Honest.
Where was he going to take her from there?
I don't know. He wouldn't tell me, would he? That was the whole point of leaving it in the car park, wasn't it? So nobody would know where he went.
Damn! What was in it? Anything? Come on, man!
There was an invalid chair. One of them fold-up things.
Anything else?
Some tools.
What kind of tools?
Digging tools. A shovel and a pick.
Well, we can guess what they're for, can't we?
Where did you pick it up from in the first place?
The same place they kept the dog. The old quarry.
If you go to name back, I'll feed you to that dog to help me.
I can't see what good the map's going to be, Father. It's another dead end. He's covered his tracks again.
But what about the van?
The description's gone out already, but he's not likely to leave it where it's going to be seen.
So he'd pick up the van with Mrs. Leslie in it here, in Grassingly.
Aye, the car park. There's a patrol on its way there, but it won't find anything.
Well, we just have to confine ourselves to a 10-mile area. There isn't time for anything else. You take this side of Grassingly, and I'll take the other.
What are we looking for?
The conventional signs for places of worship. The more remote, the better. Just get looking and don't argue. Are there any in this area that have fallen into disuse? Churches, chapels, anything?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, damn it. Surely they'll never be able to risk doing what he intends to do in a place that's still in use.
Would it have to be a place of worship?
Of some kind or another, yes. You see, by profaning a place with a tradition of worship, an atmosphere of piety, he can distort and use the psychic energy for his ceremony. We've robbed him of Black Tor. He has to make up for this somehow. He needs all the psychic charge he can get.
There's one here.
No, there's two near that village. Look again.
Oh, it's no use. I've looked at every cross on this side. They're all built up areas.
Right. Let's turn this map round. Perhaps a fresh approach will help.
I'm getting spots before the eyes.
It's age, Sergeant. We shall all be years older after this. Like this ancient monument, the young will wonder how we've come to be what we are.
Oh, Lord.
That's it. It's been there all the time. We've just been looking for crosses and steeples and things. Look, look.
Ancient monument. Yes, I saw that.
The name of it, DeVoe Abbey. And look at it. It's miles from anywhere, Sergeant. This is it. It has to be. That's where it'll be. At the high altar. Come on. Let's get the superintendent. There still might be a chance.
Wait. Father, not that way. It'll take too long. You'll have to explain everything to him. He'll be dubious. He's been twice bitten already tonight.
Well, what else can we do?
Ourselves. We can do it. We can stop him. Father, I've seen this devil wriggling all night. If we try the proper channels again, we're going to lose him.
Can we do it?
I'll stop him. I mean it. I'll stop him.
Come on, then.
Get in the dog handler's van. He's the only other one we need. Not far now.
Oh, I should hope not. It was quarry like we did.
We weren't gone 2 minutes, Father.
Sergeant, you know how important every second is.
Trust me.
Oh, sorry, I'm in your hands, Sergeant. You must do what you think best. It's just that, well, I thought you could have silenced that killer dog on the return journey. Your own animal doesn't seem to like travelling, comfortable.
We'd like to smell to go, sir. And we are moving a bit.
Keep it quiet another minute, Alex. We'll be there.
There's a sign ahead. DeVoe Abbey. Turn here. How near do we go in this thing?
Beyond the next bend. We'll have to stop there. It's the right sort of place. It's certainly out of the way.
It would be a Cistercian foundation. There wasn't these secluded valleys.
There it is. Creepy. This moonlight, I expect.
Thank you. It's we who bring our own evil.
That looks like the road in down there. If he's here, the van will be parked down there somewhere.
Steady, boy. Easy.
Has gone, but the jewels are still in there.
Thank God the guessing is over at last.
Alex, you stay here. Keep the dog quiet. If I flash the torch, come running.
Right, Sergeant.
Right, let's go, Father.
We'll work our way around this wall. It is that.
What is it? Flames again. Look, we're in time. She's in the wheelchair, strapped in like a chicken on the block.
There's a gap in the wall down there. He's getting nearer.
Oh, I just see his face in that firelight.
Such a gargoyle.
Something from the Middle Ages, yes, it's all one speech and avarice, lust, fear.
Yes, that's right. Fear.
And with good reason. He knows best what terrors he's encouraging. That's the reason for all that paint around him, those signs and signals. They're defenses, not just rigmarole. It's his lifeline. You notice he has this message within the circle as well. He dares step outside now, not now found him to come.
I thought the things, whatever they are, he's going up. I thought they came as servants.
Well, reluctantly, they're solemn and treacherous. If he makes a mistake, they'll destroy him.
Hail
the Sagittarium,
hail the Indies.
Do you think there's anything there? Look at him. He does. He knows he's on the very edge of the sea. It's out of my depth.
It's not police work, this. There's no machinery for such as him. But somehow he's got to be stopped.
We've got to get her away from him. But once outside that circle, she's safe. He daren't follow.
Not even him?
Not for any reason. There's nothing outside that circle. He fears half as much as the things that are trying to get in.
Right. Look at the wall behind him. The ledge up there. How's the arm? Could you make it up there?
Yes, I can do that.
I was thinking. If you were to appear there, in those robes of yours, against the sky, it should give him a hell of a shock. While you're holding his attention, I'll make a dive for that wheelchair. It's mostly grass all the way, by the looks of it. By the time he hears me on the stone, I shall be there.
When you make a rush, don't stop moving. Whatever happens, keep your eyes off him. Look at me, or look at the woman all the time. That way your mind will be focused on your errand of mercy. It's important, do you understand?
Yes, Father.
Benedicat nos omnipotens Deus. Pater et filius et spiritus sanctus. Amen. On the way. The Lord be with you.
Thou art accused by Almighty God, whose statutes thou hast transgressed. Thou art accused by the human race, to whom thou hast drunk the poison of death.
I've got her! I've got her! She's still alive! She's all right, Alex. She's breathing. She's all right. Take her to the van. She's well wrapped up. Leave the dog with me.
Too determined to go through with it. Well, let me give you a hand.
Take her, Alex. That's an order.
All right. Together it will be. Keep him on a firm lead, then, till you're ready.
He's still in the ring. You can make your arrest, Sergeant.
Go back to the van, Father.
Am I suddenly useless, Sergeant? He's too dangerous.
Please, Father. A woman needs you.
Well, in that case, of course. But be careful. Let the dog take any risk.
Can you hear me? I'm a police officer! I gather you're not impressed. I must warn you that anything you may say may be given in evidence. I must warn you that you are not obliged to say anything. I must warn you that I am unleashing the dog. I must warn you that this is the animal you yourself have trained. I must warn you that he's savage! Savage! Savage!
I shall miss these wars.
You'll come back.
Or perhaps. For others, too.
They play hide and seek with that gormless pup of theirs. Look.
That's good to see them like that again. Getting that pup for her was a stroke of genius, Sergeant.
I wondered for a while if they'd ever want to face it out again. Mind you, as soon as I saw the thing, I knew he was right. Saddest, most fierce-looking mother I've ever seen. She fell for him straight away. Love at first sight for both of them.
Oh, what a capacity for recovery this weaker sex has. But Mrs. Leslie looks as if spilling tea at the vicarage was the gravest trouble she'd known.
Only because she was drugged. He couldn't move her out of the abbey without giving her a hefty dose. It kept her sane. In the same way, Pam's being hypnotized, cushioning the shock for her, too. When did you realize what they'd done?
When your superintendent showed me the dossier on Belias. He was a highly qualified professional, and it included a list of his works. The one title stuck out,
A technique of hypnotic therapy. Now, everything became obvious then. Post-hypnotic suggestion is a hard, uncontestable fact. It works. Certainly worked with Pam, too. She undid the bolts that night in the house and let the dog in. Afterwards, she closed them again.
Without knowing what she was doing?
Oh, yes. A part of the suggestion is in order to forget what takes place.
And she was ordered to attend the shindig on Black Tor in the same way.
A nice example of Goliath's delight in mischief.
I still sweat at night, and I think how lightly he might have escaped.
Yes. One must just thank the providence that arranged so poetically just a solution.
Does a small camel pass this way by any chance?
Get off, you daft apers. Go and sit on a rabbit.
Come on, go. Come on, you scratchy nut. And bring the dog with you.
Right, you cheeky devil. Assault on sleeve coming up.
I feel very old, Father.
I understand there's a very exclusive home in this area which caters for just such a condition.
On the new management, I'm happy to say. He was on a good thing, wasn't he? They had to have money to be there at all, and then a very special welcome for those with no relatives. With a lucrative racket like that, looking back on it, it's easy to see him as just another murderer for profits. Is that all it was? Were all the trimmings just extra kicks?
Well, perhaps that's how it started. And certainly in daylight, that's how it seemed. But remember that night at the Abbey? However it began, somewhere along the line, he'd become a believer. Then it was all real. You saw his face that night. And his arena of crime was no longer society. It was as wide as eternity.
Was he beyond redemption, Father?
Can one be? It occurs to me sometimes that the ones like him who deliberately seek to be, who deliberately insult God, are in the long run merely testifying to the power of God.
Father, there's something I think you ought to know.
I know a policeman who's bright enough to work out that if a dog is trained to kill, it's still a trained dog. And that if one man can handle it, so probably can another.
So you knew. And yet you allowed me to let them all believe it was the police dog. You can't approve.
Oh, no. And thank God, I'm forbidden to judge and commanded to understand. I shall pray for you both, for you with affection, for him without warmth, I'm afraid, through duty. It's getting chilly. Shall we go down? It'll soon be dark.
But not as dark as it used to be.
No, Sergeant. Never as dark as it was.
In The Events at Black Tor by Roy Clark, James Lawrenson played Probert, David Goodland played Jamie, and Sue Jenkins, Pam. The Sergeant was played by Del Henney, Maggie by Rosalie Williams, Brown by Simon Malloy, and the Superintendent by Ian Flintoff. Anthony Baird played the Vicar, David Ross, the Tramp, and Charles Haggith, the Man. Other parts were played by Rosalie Williams, Simon Malloy, Anthony Baird, David Ross, and Charles Haggard. We'd like to thank the Dog Handling Unit of the Greater Manchester Police for their help in this production. It was directed in Manchester by Caroline Smith.